Now, a report by University College London has painted a positive picture of the impact of European immigration on the British economy. It suggests EU migrants pay more in taxes than they cost in terms of benefits and public services. Also says those arriving from outside the EU have cost the taxpayer nearly £120 billion since 1995. Well, Professor Christian Dustman is one of the report authors at UCL. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What would you say was the main picture from your research?
Well, we focus in that research on immigrants who arrived after 2000, which are the immigrants we are talking about in the public debate. We distinguish between immigrants who come from European countries and from non-European countries. Now, for those immigrants who arrived after 2000, over the period between 2000 and 2011, all groups have made a positive net fiscal contribution to the UK. That is true within the European group for both people from Eastern and Central Europe, as well as from the old European countries. But that is also true for immigrants from non-European countries.
I mean, the numbers are fairly staggering in this. During that period, I think the number of European immigrants tripled from around 700,000 to something like 2.3 million. And that surge, I think, included people coming in, as you mentioned, from the 8 Eastern European nations, including Poland, which joined the EU back in 2004. What surprised you about breaking down the figures, Professor?
I didn't expect. So if you look at other characteristics of these immigrants, so the participation rates, labor force participation, the employment rates of immigrants from Southern and Eastern Europe are very high. So 81% are employed in employment versus 70% of native workers. So not surprisingly, those immigrants are contributing in terms of paying taxes. Their welfare receipt is likewise considerably lower than that of native workers, which partly has to do with their demographic structure, but it also has to do with their very strong involvement in labour market activities, in the labour market.
And it also says that those arriving from outside the EU have cost the taxpayer nearly £120 billion since 1995. Did you look more into those figures then and why that was?
Yeah, so we have to be a little bit careful here. When we do our analysis for the period between 1995 and 2011, then we look at the average populations of immigrants in the UK. That is very different from following immigrants up from the start of their immigration career in the UK. So those whom we capture, for instance, in 1995 are mainly immigrants who are relatively old, who are beyond the peak of their labour market involvement, and therefore may draw more on the system. We also lose out all those immigrants who came, say, in the years before 1995, stayed some years in the UK, and then returned to their home countries after having made a contribution to the UK. So in our view, that type of analysis is important for completeness, but it is not giving us a full picture of the contribution of immigrants, which necessitates to investigate immigrants from the start of their migration career in the UK. And that is what we do in our analysis for the years from 2000 to 2011.
Slight difficulty I have with the figures is when you talk, Professor, about human capital, the fact that we have a higher proportion of better qualified people coming from abroad. But we heard yesterday on the station somebody, for example, who rang up. Her husband had been a philosophy lecturer, so a very qualified man, a professor, in fact, in Eastern Europe. When he came here, though, he couldn't get that kind of job, so his qualifications could be regarded as human capital. He retrained as a plumber in this country. How is it possible to really quantify what a human being is worth?
Well, in a way, when we do our calculation of the savings in educational expenditures by the education immigrants bring with them, we consider where they are doing the jobs in the labour market and what education would be required to do those jobs. Now, let me come back to the example of the philosopher. Of course, whenever we have immigrants coming to this country, they may be qualified in a particular profession, but very often they lack the complementary skills to make that what we call skill productive in the UK. The example, for instance, is a surgeon who may come from Poland but doesn't speak very well English. So it is impossible for him to find a job in the NHS as a surgeon. So he will probably start as a nurse, but he will quickly accumulate knowledge, like, for instance, English skills, which will bring him in the profession for which he has been trained in his home country.
OK, but how about then when he leaves? Does that mean our human capital dwindles and diminishes?
Yes, sure. So when individuals leave the country, whose human capital has been above the average, whose skills have been above the average, then we see something what we call in economics a brain drain. The average human capital, the average skills in this country will diminish.
And just very briefly, because we've just got to go to the travel at 7:15, did you actually even break it down into, for example, contributions from each country?
Well, we would love to do that. However, any statistical analysis depends on the underlying data. And an important part of the data we are using here is the British Labour Force Survey. That is a survey which has a limited number of observations. So that means if we try to break down these figures into particular countries of origin, the statistical error becomes very large. So we would not want to do that.
Thank you for joining us. Professor Christian Dustman there, one of the report authors about immigration, analysing those figures at University College London. It's now